Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. We've spent 2 hours talking about last night's game. Something almost hasn't been addressed at all. That was big, and it's pretty much unanimous. And we'll get to that today at 12:20. Hasn't been touched on. I think it got one brief mention. 12:20, we'll get to that. In the meantime, people venting on a Monday, champ and chump. Look, it wasn't a great game for the Detroit Lions. The question is this reflective of a definitive, is this who they are? Not good enough. Or was it an example of just being not good enough on a given Sunday? I tend to lean towards the second part, but it's a fair question. If your conclusion is they're just not good enough, I'm not mad at you. I just disagree with you. Dan Campbell seems to think that they could address it and they can get better. You know, the offensive line is still a bit of a work in progress, and that is, you know, they've got some veterans in there, but can they be better than they were last night? That doesn't mean they're going to be great, but can they be better against a team like Philly than they were last night if they happen to come across them again? Yes, I think they can be better. But they're probably not. The formula to win big is different than it was a year ago because the offense doesn't look to be as much of a well-oiled machine, but the defense looks to be better, to be consistent. I would rather look like they did last year. I would rather have an offense hitting on all cylinders because of my belief of that's what wins in this league. But Philadelphia carried a very strong defense to the Super Bowl, and they kind of broke a trend of really offensive dominant teams being the ones that are there in the end. But I give Philly credit. There's more than one way to get to a finish line. I think hard and fast rules in sports are foolish. But Philly's better than Detroit right now. They are right now. Does this win send the Lions back to the drawing board? Does this win get this coaching staff to put together more effective game plans to execute? Look at some different lineups maybe, or address certain things that just weren't good enough? I would hope so. It's been a very competent coaching staff, so I suspect that they will do some things to make themselves better. Dan Campbell's been a very good coach. The one question we have about Dan Campbell that is fair to ask today, and we've been asking it. Gator, if you're going to have a coach that is, quote, true to himself and always go for it in situations where there's any debate, and it feels like if there's any debate, he's going to err on the side of going for it. Can he change and adjust to the type of game that's being played? You made a long and lengthy argument that he did not do that, and you were right. Can they change? Will he continue to do what he did last night, Or will he say, you know what? Not today. Not the way this game is going.
And I think everything has to be, is going to be dictated by circumstance. That's, I don't think there's, you have one approach in all games.
Are you sure? Because he didn't do it last night. He didn't adjust. Hey, I got a strong defensive team.
I'm telling you what I think. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think last night was a mistake by him. Okay. And I think he should have recognized early on that the defense is going to be good here. Weather's a problem. We need to play the field position game. And by not doing that, by staying true to yourself and always going for it on the fourth down thing, not always, but, you know, seemingly always, it's a mistake. I thought last night was a mistake. And I think you have to make that adjustment when you see the need to make the adjustment. You can start the game with that mentality, but once you realize, yikes, this weather is a problem.
But that's the question. Will he?
I don't think he will. I don't know.
Because like punting and playing defense.
Part of me is hoping that he will, that it's just a stubborn reaction immediately after the game. Maybe tomorrow when he comes on with a morning show, that maybe he's going to have a different take on that. The other thing is, I don't know how often these circumstances are going to come up, right?
When you're dominating.
When your defense is dominant and when you have an outdoor game where the weather's a real problem and all this, right? And you're playing again. The other big factor is, and you're taking on a team that is very good defensively.
Yeah.
Like the perfect storm.
Playing field position felt like it would work last night.
Yeah, the perfect storm last night for you to finally say, okay, Let's hold off on going for it on fourth down. Let's play a field position game. And they didn't do it. And he didn't do it.
Kang, do you think he will adjust moving forward? Or do you think he's just always going to, pedals down, it's who I am?
If it's an adjustment, it's slight. I think that's who he is. But he needs to learn that. And I think he kind of spoke to it last night after the game about, you know, he's got to be better. I think he will realize, hey, there are times that I should really consider not going for it. And I think all the stuff that you stated, Gator, is true. Like, you know, the game, the weather, all that stuff. But I also go back to this. Sometimes you ain't got it. You know, like your best three-pointer shooter ain't got it. Stop drawing up plays for him. For this game, you know, if your best hitter is like, he looks lost out there, maybe you go to somebody else. I think last night, didn't matter what play they're going to call, this team did not have it on fourth down. They looked completely disconnected. They were missing assignments. And then you put into the fact that everything else, Gator, you said, the defense was playing great. You have a great punter. So you can lean on that other stuff if you ain't got it that night. And so yeah. I think Dan Campbell just needs to recognize that moving forward.
I'd like him not to be tin cup all the time and always going for it, you know, for the movie reference with Kevin Costner. There were those two rounds in the U.S. Open in the movie where he actually played conservatively and did just fine. Got himself in contention.
But I think the way Dan Campbell plays this is, You play blackjack, Gator, and you know the rules, Doug. You always double down on 11, right? That's what they say. If you continually lose, at some point, do you say, you know what, I'm not going to do it this time? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you go, well, and sometimes you get a little gun shy. Yeah. Or I'm not going to always, yeah.
I feel like Dan Campbell,
I'm not always going to split, you know.
He always doubles down. He doesn't care, you know, what's gone and what's happened. What's going on?
All right, let's get back to your phone calls, Champ and Chump, on Mondays. Jake and Franklin, you're on 97.1. Hi, Jake.
Greetings, gentlemen. After seeing the game, I think the difference between both teams had nothing to do with what was on the field. The biggest difference to me, I think the biggest difference is what each executive did at the trade deadline. That Jalen Phillips guy that they picked up from Miami for a third-round pick, he killed us. He beat Sewell at least one time, possibly two. Couldn't stop him. Pressure. And that was a need they filled. They needed a need. They gave up a third-round pick. They picked that guy up. He worked seamlessly in their team. And we didn't – whatever our needs were, and maybe they tried, maybe they didn't, maybe we don't know what the asking price was, but that guy can always get it done. Roseman can always get it done. He fills the need. And he was the difference last night, and, you know, amongst other things, but he was a big, big, big part of that game. And they would not, they picked him up at the trade deadline, and we didn't – you know, we didn't have it. Now you say, well, we didn't have third-round picks maybe like we used to because we gave them up for Tesla, and we're not playing Tesla. So now you don't have to give because you screwed up maybe somewhere else. So
Yeah, I mean,
what happened off the field seemed to be more significant than what happened on.
It might be in the end, it might burn him. And we, like you said, we don't know what was on the table for them, what he had a chance to get, what he had, you know, what he might have turned down, what response did they even call on Jalen Phillips? I mean, the one thing about Howie Roseman is does he always get it done? Well, he's built some winners. Last year, they didn't make a move at the trade deadline, and they won the Super Bowl. But
because they didn't need to.
Yeah, this year, they made three moves. One of them, the guy's likely out of football in Jair Alexander. Another one, we'll see if he impacts a team. But that one looks pretty good.
Well, they also just lost Lane Johnson for maybe 4 to 6 weeks with a Liz Frank injury.
Yep. 248-539-9797. I hope there aren't regrets from Brad Holmes. I hope he didn't. I hope when they called the teams that had offensive linemen, teams that were fading that had offensive linemen, I hope he did call them and tried to get him. And I hope those teams just told him, no, you can't have Betonio. You can't have Zeitler. We're not trading him. I mean, people say, why would they do that? Well, both teams have young quarterbacks, and they want to give those young quarterbacks chances to have success. And so they might not just simply not been available, or others. Like, it doesn't have to be those guys. It's Carson Anderson, something that has barely been touched on. We will talk about today at 12:20 because it's unanimous. It's
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, he's a really good coach. He's done some really good things here. And, you know, in coaching rankings, he'd always be ranked near the top of anybody's list in the NFL. I'm a little concerned here that he might not adjust to how the game is going. And yesterday was one of those days. And he acknowledged it there, right? That what him being him hurt the team and didn't help, right? So what happens next? Does he start making adjustments?
I think it might give him pause at the very least. I don't think he's going to change his stripes altogether. I think it's going to be situational. And a lot like what last night was. Last night was situational, and he didn't, and he got bit by it.
Mm-hmm.
So will that give him pause the next time you're going against a really good defense inclement weather and you want to play a field position game? Or let's just say it's even inside, but it comes to your attention, maybe we should play a field position game. I think, yeah, it makes him think twice about it.
248-539-9797. Tyrone in Detroit, you're next. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I appreciate this platform real quick for me to just say what I want to say. Some of your callers made some great points, but my champ is that Detroit Lions defense. They really played their butts off. They really got it in, and I'm really proud of those boys. I don't have really a chump this week. You know, everybody's trying to blame everybody for every little thing, but I don't really have a chump. My chump is that. What I want the Lions fans to think about is this, and I'm going to leave you guys with this comment. Last year, we did excellent. We got an outstanding record, and then we lost the first game of the playoffs. I think this is a learning phase, folks. I think we're going to win out. Maybe we may lose the Rams game, but I think the rest of the games will win out. Dan Campbell and the squad will learn from this. J-Mo will learn from this, and I think we'll be all right. What say you?
I mean, I think it's possible they'll be all right. I think, you know, your conclusions are certainly within the realm of possibility. I don't know that they'll be all right, okay? but I'm open to it because, look, they're very competent people. They're not perfect, though. And I don't expect anybody to be perfect. Even if we're doing a show in Philly, we're like, yeah, they won the game, but what about this offense? They scored 26 points in the last 2 weeks. But Tyrone, they're not morons. If you're morons, you don't get to where they were. And you're not, they're not untalented. They don't get to where they are. There's just so much on this team that last night came up short of what they're accustomed to. Now, a lot of that has to do with who they were playing. And they got a lot to prove against the better teams. They'll likely bounce back against the Giants, okay? Because the Giants aren't particularly great. They have some challenges defensively, certainly, they can present to you. But they'll likely bounce back against the Giants. And then they'll have another huge test against a good team. And
on a short rest.
And it'll be at home. Look, what did we say before the season? You know what we talked about? We talked about not only a brutal schedule, it's a brutal road schedule. They've lost at Green Bay, contender, at Kansas City, contender, at the Eagles, contender, right? They've lost those are contenders,
yeah.
And they played in their stadiums. Had they played a contender at home? Well, I don't know. Can we find a first place team on the schedule that they pounded in Detroit? The Bears, right? So now, the unfortunate part is they're probably not going to have home field in the postseason. If they do, it won't be for very long. But you never know what happens. But they got the Packers coming into Detroit, another contender, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves because they got to take care of the Giants first. But it can look completely different at home.
Well, they got back-to-back-to-back home games.
Mm-hmm.
New York, Green Bay, Dallas. Hold serve at home. Do what you got to do. Get back to the winning record, and 9-4, you feel pretty good about yourself with a chance at the postseason. Whether or not they win the division, what remains to be seen, but they'll have another game against Chicago as well as this game against the Packers, and then Christmas Day they play against Minnesota. So the division is they've only played half of those games. Plenty of opportunity to try to put either catching up or put some distance between you and the rest of the teams in the division. But you've got to take care of these other games too. Sunday against the Giants is number one. And yes, I feel very good about that game. I feel very chesty about that game because of who the Giants are, with this current look of the Giants with Jameis Winston at quarterback instead of Jackson Dart, although we'll see. So I'm concerned that the offensive line may not be up to snuff because they're constantly banged up and they're having guys to go out of the games on a regular basis now. Whether they come back in, I mean, last night Ratledge did come back in, but he also, at the end, I think, stayed out of the game at the end when everything was all said and done.
All right, this has barely been touched on. Here are the comments from the pool reporter on the pass interference call at the end of the game. The official observed the receiver's arm getting grabbed and restricting him from going up to make the catch. So the ball was in the air. There was a grab at the arm, restricted him, and he called defensive pass interference. Here's some of the response.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. It's just the latest example of the pointlessness of pool reports. Rarely, if ever, does the referee say, quote, we made a mistake. Instead, they routinely restate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The erroneous factual basis for a bad decision made in real time. While the league may think this counts as transparency, it smacks of propaganda. When a clear error has been made, the only acceptable alternative to admitting the blunder should be to say nothing. Jason LaConfora, longtime NFL reporter. NFL officiating is beyond horse bleep, and the worst part of it is that they could fix it if the league officials and the billionaires cared even a little bit. Kevin Seifert, if only from ESPN, if only there were a way to take a second look at critical officiating calls during professional football games and make sure the rules were correctly applied. Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated. I'll reiterate my stance. Officiating needs to be torn down to the studs. They need to rebuild it with technology that's now available. What they've done instead, which is to continually add on to what they already have and overcomplicate everything, clearly isn't working. From Matthew Berry, honestly, we need to make this blank reviewable or something. It's just insanity. What a miserable call just ruins the product. Jordan Stack, glad Collinsworth called that on the air. It's embarrassing. The NFL should honestly be embarrassed about that. The Lions didn't lose because of that call, but my God, that's so damn bad. How does that happen to the Lions constantly? Kurt Warner, garbage call. You can't call it. So tired of offenses getting extra sticks due to every ticky-tack call. Just can't have these calls deciding so many games.
That's Kurt Warner, the former quarterback?
Yeah.
Dude? Tired of the offenses getting the, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The defense stepped up and got the necessary stop, and they weren't rewarded for it because of an unbelievably incompetent flag. That was brutal, and it sucks. And they might have got the football and done nothing anyway. However,
but you got to have the opportunity.
Yeah, they didn't get the opportunity. And it's amazing how if you just get that one last opportunity, what you can do with it, signed Michigan Saturday. Like you can play terrible and you can escape with a win. You can make all kinds of mistakes and not look like yourself or whatever and escape with a win.
You get the chance at the end.
You get the chance at the end. And they didn't get afforded that chance. And I will tell you this, if that flag doesn't get thrown, I literally don't know if there's one social media post by anyone, even the most ardent Eagles fan, that says it should have been flagged. I suspect they wouldn't be taking calls in Philly about how that didn't get flagged. I don't know if reporters would do stories on how that didn't get flagged.
Probably not. Probably not, which is a good point. And it was an egregious mistake. And one that my immediate thought went to when the Lions got the benefit of the doubt on the false start call when it was clearly a neutral zone infraction by the Lions.
Well, it wasn't because the ball hadn't been snapped yet. It's not a neutral zone infraction until the ball gets snapped. It would have been, but the player from Philly reached across the line and touched the defender.
Well, the way they were talking about it last night.
It's not a penalty until the ball gets snapped. You can line up in the neutral zone and then adjust back, and it's not a penalty if the ball hasn't been snapped.
I'm not sure that he had pulled it all the way back by the time that ball was snapped.
No, he didn't, but the player, the offensive player who was set, reached across the line and touched a defender before the ball snapped. You can't do that. It would have been a penalty on the Lions.
But if he does that in reaction to the guy coming across, isn't it different?
He didn't come across. He was lined up across. If somebody jumps into the neutral zone and you adjust, that's offsides. But if you line up in the neutral zone, that doesn't mean they can false start all they want. Yeah, that was a correct application of the rules. The guy from Philly didn't know the rules. He was trying to move the lion back to his side of the line
with
of scrimmage, which you can't do it.
Pawn back and forth.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry. Why am I yelling?
I don't know.
No, you're yelling.
I feel
sorry.
You really.
I need to gear down a little bit.
Did you miss me that much that you needed to get it all out?
I did. Well, here's the thing, right? I'm yelling because I'm mad about the flag at the end of the game.
It's a stupid flag. It shouldn't have been thrown.
Yep.
And you know when Chris Collinsworth calls it right out immediately while he's watching the game, has the benefit of the replay. Didn't they even have the guy in the replay booth or the NFL guy who said the same thing? I don't think this is a penalty.
Yep.
And of course it was. And I agree with what Florio had to say afterwards. What good is having the pool reporter? Unless you can actually show on a tablet to the official that you're talking to what play you're talking about, right? But this is like right after the game this happens. Yep. It would be great if you could show them the replay and say, okay, this is what you're saying was restricting the arm to go up and catch the football. Is this what you're saying? This right here? Because you're watching it again. Are you sure you want to stay with that? Because I think that's how it should be addressed when you're talking with officials after the game. Be able to present them with video evidence that shows why you're asking the question, not just relying on what the conversation was on the field.
Well, there you go. The fact is,
but no, that's not why they lost the game.
It's not why they lost the game, and it got.
It's not even close why they lost.
It's got a jump. It's got two jump votes, and that's how it's come up. But it sucked that they didn't get that last chance.
No, I think we'd be talking about it a lot more and start a show with it if this was a playoff game, you know. But it's fortunately
Dude,
just a regular
were a playoff
oh
game.
Oh my God,
Kang.
Yeah.
Why'd you even bring that up?
I'm just saying because, but the play still was wrong is my point. But the significance is why I think maybe it didn't get brought up as much, Doug, you know. And the reason why it matters is, of course, they miss plays or miss calls throughout the game. But when you miss one at a critical moment when there's not any time to make up for that call, that's why that gets magnified.
Yeah, it was the last card.
Yeah, and I would say it cost them an opportunity to lose the game because I don't think they were going to convert when they got possession. But they deserved that opportunity, and it was taken away.
248-539-9797-971. Ha
And that's a former wide receiver saying that, and Chris Collinsworth and Mike Tirico there in NBC last night.
Rex Ryan went off this morning on that call. And look, I think everybody in Detroit, we've compartmentalized. We've talked about all the other things that went wrong. And we've basically focused on the stuff that the Lions can or can't control. They can control their own performance. They might not be able to control how good the opponent was or how much better the opponent is than them. But those have been where the focus of the talk has been today. That was something that they couldn't control, but should not have gone against them. Should not have gone against them. And it's unfortunate. And as Kang pointed out, a scenario, if that were a playoff game, I would feel cursed. I would feel sick to my stomach. I would feel like we'd be talking about it for months. Months.
People would want a rule change, I think, if it was like a playoff game.
I mean,
you know how, I mean, I don't know if you know this, fans are can be emotional.
Yeah. Yes,
I would be emotional.
We're emotional, and it wasn't a playoff game.
Yeah, right.
I was yelling at Gator for no reason last segment because I was mad about the call. It had nothing to do with you, Scott. And I
thought people you were mad at me.
I wasn't mad at you. I apologized to you during the break. Why am I yelling at you? But whatever. Let's get back to your phone calls. Matt is next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up? Good afternoon.
What's up?
Champ and Chump. My champ is a little unorthodox. My champ is Jalen Ramsey. Because I agree, if we're playing football and you spit on me, football goes out the window. And it's time for me to I can't say the word I want to, but it's time for you to get beat down. And then Chump is going to be the referees. And not just for the Lions game. The referees keep making mistakes, and they don't pay for them. They don't take responsibility for them. Something needs to happen to these referees, too.
Yeah, I'd like to see some fines handed out to referees that make egregious mistakes. I'd love to see that. Because they're fining players left, right, and center. Why not find a referees? Now, I know it's saying at the same rate. I mean, obviously, referees make far less money than the NFL players do. But if you make a bad call like that, what's wrong with giving them a $2,500 fine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And admitting, by the way, that referee made a mistake. Do that.
And then
that's the first step, is the NFL needs to admit that the referees made a mistake.
What's crazy, after the Bengals game, you know, they asked Jamar Chase, well, why'd you spit on him? And he's like, oh, I didn't spit on him. Then they showed him video of him spitting on Jalen Ramsey. And then he's like, oh, I can't take no more questions. Like, dude, you spit on someone, you deserve to get here.
Well, yeah, I mean, spitting, it's terrible and it's disgusting. And if he did it, yeah, Ramsey lashed out. Jamar Chase is accused of spitting on Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey punched him, flags flew.
And Ramsey got kicked out of the game.
248-539-9797. Sean is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how's it going? Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
People may not like me after this or whatever the case may be. My question is this. I hear about, hey, golf was under a lot of pressure. Golf was under a lot of pressure. Look, I understand. It's the NFL. You're playing at the most elite part of the profession. You got to make some plays. Some plays. You mean, I'm not saying you can run around the pocket, whatever. And guess what? You might get hit once or twice. But to play... He played scared last night, seemingly. Step up in the pocket, okay, make something happen. But those throws last night, those were horrible.
Well, whether or not he played scared, that's not an accusation I would make personally and put my name to, but feel free, Morris. I would say he did not have his best game, and I would agree with that. And it's unfortunate, but that was the passing game between the protection, the receivers didn't help. And Goff did not have his best game. It was off on all fronts.
And to his defense, yes, he has done far more than what we've imagined or what have you. And I tip my hat to him. I'm not saying throw him out with the bathwater. I'm not. But as an elite player, you have to make something. Maybe we make one or two plays Maybe he makes one or two throws.
Well, he did. I mean, he did throw a long touchdown pass, and those two, that drive was two completions of 75 yards.
Yeah. I mean,
you want more. No, you need more. Like, he does need to do more. Yeah. There's no doubt, Morris. It just was not his best game. But it was, you know, the passing game, was the pass protection as good as it can be? No,
but...
And was the receivers as good as they can?
No, and the throws weren't as good as they could be either. All of it was gross. And, you know, there were three fourth down plays that they threw the ball in fourth down to try to get the completion. Well, there was 4th and 3, 4th and 5, I think, and 4th and 1. Incompletions on all of them. And that's just... We're not used to seeing that. We're used to seeing, okay, it's 3rd and short or 4th and short. Here's where you draw it up. St. Brown's going to get open. He's the ATM. He's always open. We'll figure it out. And it wasn't the case last night. And that's disturbing. And I hope it's just a one-off trend from the game last night. But this is we've watched the last, I don't know, several weeks, or even just say at times during the season. That's a safer way to say it. At times during the season, this doesn't look like it's the same connection that we've seen in years past with Goff and St. Brown. St. Brown has dropped a couple of passes. Goff has misfired on a couple of those passes. And last night it was on full display when you go 2 for 12 in your targets to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, some of that, yes, the defense, the pass rush came in, absolutely. Others, just bad throws or, you know, maybe not the best effort in trying to catch the football. But it's something that I feel like gets straightened out in practice, and because we've seen it happen too often in the past where that is the best connection in football.
97.1.
Hey, is it time for you to get new garage doors? If it is,
that's Rex Ryan, huh? Yeah, he went off. He went absolutely off. And you
know, where did he say that on? Was that?
I was on Get Up this morning. Okay. Yeah. Look, it's not the reason they lost. It's a reason they didn't have another chance to win. And anytime a team wins on their final possession, especially on a day where you don't play particularly great, you go, well, what if you never got that final possession? What would have happened?
It's really unfortunate because the defense played so well. I mean, so well. You mm-hmm. look at the numbers afterwards, Jalen Hurts was 14 out of 28 for 135 yards. You know, the longest pass play they had was a 34-yarder to Jahan Dotson. Outside of that was 17. One play to Dallas Goedert. Against Saquon Barkley, they held him in check for the most part. 26 carries, 83 yards, 3.2 a carry. They did a great job. Jalen Hurts hurt them on, I think, two runs that he had, but otherwise 10 carries, 31 yards in the game. And the Lions defense came to play. They did a great job. On short fields, there were three times Philadelphia had the ball in the first half in Lions territory, starting their drives in Lions territory. Three times, and they had 3 points out of it. Why? The interception, because it was, you know, right off the bat to start the game for the Lions with their first drive, and the Philadelphia went nowhere with it, but it was a short field goal.
Let's get back to your phone calls. Morris is in Rochester Hills, and he is next on 97.1. Hello, Morris.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Great show.
Thank you.
First of all, props. Lions defense, phenomenal. They did everything they had to do. A lot of props to that coach. But I just want to say, after watching last night, I've come to the conclusion that Dan Campbell and Goff are not Super Bowl guys. They're not going to get you to the Super Bowl. Dan, and I don't know, I mean, how much experience does Dan Campbell have in the past as an offensive coordinator?
Not much.
You guys know?
Yeah, it's not much.
Yeah. So now all of a sudden
he's taking over play calling. He's not a coordinator.
Well, Morris, this is his offense that he put in years ago, and this is an offense that's averaged over 30 points a game since 2023. Correct. So I don't know if I'd be barking up the tree about him not being able to call plays.
But I think he's stuck in his ways with these, you know, to not kick that field goal He's stuck in his ways. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to gamble on fourth down. I don't care where we're at. You know, for him to go in the press guys and say, well, you know, we could have been conservative. I could have changed things and all that. I just don't think he's a Super Bowl type coach.
So, no shot.
Goff is going to get you there.
No shot. No shot. This regime can't get it done. This combination, you're done.
I don't think so. I'm just convinced of that.
Okay. Morris, you're out. You're officially out.
Yep.
Morris in Rochester Hills is out.
Okay, there you go. I'm out.
Yep.
I misspoke. There were
enjoy the rest of the NFL season.
In the first half, the Eagles ended up actually with 6 points. The other one, which is something we have not yet discussed today, the fake punt.
Yeah.
Fourth and five, middle of the field. It's fourth. Actually, it was fourth and two at the 43-yard line. And they do the direct snap to Stewart, and he goes nowhere. Resulted in a field goal. I mean, these are the little things that make up all the difference in the world.
Yeah, look, I mean,
because the defense.
What happens if they get one fourth down conversion?
I'm sure is what that's why Dan Campbell says we're this close, man, close, and we hit one of those plays, you know.
For the record, I don't think there's anything inherent about Goff, and there's no. I would not define them as no shot to get two and win a Super Bowl.
No, I wouldn't say that either.
Probably a gross overreaction, but hey.
I hope that last night is, I'm not going to say a wake-up call, but I hope it's something that gives Dan Campbell pause for next time these situations come up. Will he be more calculated in it, or is he still just going to be headstrong and do what he does? I don't know. I love Dan Campbell as the head coach of this football team. I think he's the right coach for this team. I disagree with the previous caller. I think this team's going to get to a Super Bowl. It's going to be because Dan Campbell is at the helm.
Let's go to Bernard. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Bernard.
What's going on, guys? Hey. I guess y'all put me behind the wrong guy because I agree with him. You know, I just feel that this way. I feel Campbell, when he called plays before, he was 0-3 until Johnson took over. Then they went on that magical ride. What? Now Johnson is gone. Now they're back at 6-4. And Chicago is looking like Detroit used to look. And Detroit is back to what they were before. And you know, I know people love Campbell. And I know y'all have him on your show. I know it's a political thing.
No, it's not. Don't. In fact, it's kind of offensive that you think that. But honestly, if he took over play calling in 2021 from Anthony Lynn, and
he was 0-3. He was 0-3 doing that stint.
No, he wasn't.
He was 0-3.
No, because they tied the next game.
Johnson took over.
They tied the next game.
He didn't win a game when he was calling plays. Until Johnson took over.
Won last week when he took over play calling.
He did. So you're out too. Hold on, Bernard. You're out too.
But see, I always call, and you guys always argue with me about this. But
because we disagree with you.
Yeah, we disagree.
Campbell is too emotional to be a Super Bowl winning coach. That last night, what we seen was emotional reaction to the game. It had nothing to do with him taking calculated risks.
It also had nothing to do with play calling because a head coach is making that call. But Bernard, just for the record, you are out. You and Morris and Rochester Hills are out.
Yeah, I said the same thing this guy's saying.
Okay, thank you. 248-539-9797. We have back-to-back people out on Dan Campbell. Jim Frazier, you're next. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. You know, I was watching the CFL game, and they go to the even if the coach doesn't throw a flag out for a call, they still go to the – if they think it's pass interference or not pass interference, they go to, like, a replay, kind of like what the NBA does. You know?
They had that.
I don't understand why the NFL doesn't do that to a fact where, like, Campbell could have asked for, you need to take a look at that.
That was 5 years ago. They had that. They had it. It lasted one. Was it just the one season?
I think so.
Where you could challenge PI. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I think that's a good idea. Even the last 2 minutes of the game, you know, because referees are taking a major impact. If you look at the Northwestern game against Michigan, Northwestern wins that game if it wasn't for a face mask. It was a face mask at the end of that game. You know,
you can't. Jim, you want to review everything then.
Well, no, I think a coach at the last 2 minutes, he should be able, Northwestern wins that game, Michigan loses. You tell me that that was not a face mask at the end. I'm watching this game.
Actually,
like,
I don't even know which play you're talking about, Jim. But
it was one of the last games. Yeah.
Face masks have never been reviewable. At one point, pass interference was.
I don't know why face mask isn't reviewable, but.
But there are.
I think it certainly should be in the NFL.
I don't want to review everything. I really don't want to review everything.
And this is where you and I disagree. I don't want to review everything because I think some things are very subjective. And pass interference is kind of subjective. Face mask
is not. This was a terrible, terrible call. And everybody knows it. Something has to become an epidemic that's ruining the game, not something that happens every once in a while.
Well, people are afraid of the slippery slope.
Remember, it happened in a playoff game, Rams and Saints, right?
Yeah.
It happened in a playoff game, and so the next thing you know, because it happened in a playoff game, then we went to reviewable pass interference. They did it for 1 year, they hated it, and they got out of it. And we've said at least this wasn't a playoff game, but you know, they I think they realized that was an overreaction to a bad, bad, terrible call and not necessarily something that's an epidemic.
Like I said, it's kind of hard when it's a subjective call in a lot of ways.
97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.